Hello, again, this is Charlie Tuna back in the radio. Rather philosophical. I mean, if I die tomorrow, I'd only have one regret, that I died tomorrow. It's, of course I do. It's Charlie Tuna coming up in the next 60 minutes. We'll have a telephone call, consumer line report, celebrity close-up, and Mr. Hollywood will be along. This is Dan Hartman, trying to score again with a follow-up to I Can Dream, Can I? Second Nature. second nature here with Charlie Tuna. The hottest toy on the market for the past couple of years has been the Cabbage Patch doll. But now yuppies, young urban professionals, have been invading department stores for a toy of their own. It's a robot called Max Steel, and it's made by Ideal Toys. Company spokesman Barry Schwartz says ever since the 2-foot-tall, 25-pound robots were released last year, yuppies have been snapping them up. More than 10,000 Max Steel robots have been sold at about $500 a pop. The mechanical man can wake you up in the morning, or he can play any type of music your little heart desires. But perhaps more important for the young adults is the fact he can serve champagne and mingle without spilling. Charlie Tuna! Being an ambassador, it's not all striped pants and formal dinners or dealing with the heads of state. American service members often act as unofficial ambassadors, especially in times of natural disasters overseas. There are also other moments that never make the headlines, when service members prove you don't need diplomatic credentials to improve relations with other peoples. As an American, you bring the value of your know-how to your tour of duty overseas. As an unofficial ambassador, you have the opportunity to lend a helping hand, to get involved in your new community. Sharing your interest with the citizens of the host country might be the ideal way to break the ice. If you're into sports, you could organize a team or maybe show the kids a few things about hitting a baseball. You can help a stranded motorist or teach someone English. A small investment of time could mean making a friend for yourself and for your country. So put yourself out there. Participating in your community overseas helps you feel at home. That old childhood teddy bear hibernating in the attic could bring you a gold mine on the open market. The creatures are positively stuffed with value. If your teddy gets a twinkle in its eye when you press its tummy, it could be one of the electric eye bears made at the end of World War I. These days, you can't find one for less than $300. A circus clown bear from early this century fetches even more, $400 to $500. The newer models don't come cheap either. A Playmate bear from the 50s cost $100, and a Sunday Driver bear from the 60s will run you $125. Consumer Line.
After you go, I can catch up on my reading. After you go, I have a lot more time for sleeping. And when you're gone, it looks like things are gonna be a lot easier. Life will be a breeze. I really should be glad, but I'm losing blue. Sadder than sad. You're the only light this empty room has ever had. Life without you is gonna be you go, I have a lot more room in my closet. After you go, I'll stay out all night long if I feel like it. And when you're gone, I can run through the house screaming, and no one will ever hear me. I really should be glad, but I'm blue and blue. Sadder than sad. You're the only light this empty room has ever had. Life without you is gonna be bluer than I don't have to miss no TV shows. I can start my whole life over, change the numbers on my telephone, but tonight will sure be colder. You're the only light this empty room has ever had. Life without you is gonna be bluer than blue. Bluer than blue.
Michael Johnson, Bluer Than Blue with Charlie Tuna. Up next, our telephone poll based on statistics about the snack food business. Back in the chips, 70 slim ones as far as years go for the potato chip industry. But what's your favorite snack food? Speaking of the young, believe it or not, child's play is hard work. Just ask preschool kids. British Columbia sociologist John Durkin says kids have anxieties about playing with other kids or fears of getting hurt. All kids are playing power and self-assertion games, too. If that's not enough, Durkin says children learn through play that people aren't constant. Tough work even for an adult, don't you think? That's why the University of Victoria professor says successful play experiences are important to a child's self-esteem. In fact, Durkin says parents would be wise to give children a good rest after they come in from a hard day of play. It's a pop. Charlie Tuna. You never know when your number is up, and for that reason, you should give serious thought to a will. It's not the most pleasant subject to think about, but neither is the thought of property disputes or family bickering after you're gone. Choose an executor whom you can trust, someone who will look after the best interest of your immediate kin. And while you're at it, if there are children involved, make sure your spouse draws one up too. A will, clear-cut, yet simply designed to save unnecessary headaches. See your legal assistance office for help. Charlie's up next with our telephone poll. We were mentioning the snack food business back in the chips. The 70s were slim years for the potato chip industry, what with all the interest in natural snacks like granola. But the dip is over, and sales are crackling again, up 40% in 2 years. A spokesman claims chips aren't the nutritional villains they were made out to be, and federal food experts agree, well, sort of. Says one, nothing is terrible if you only have a little bit of it. Well, the Greeks warn about excess. Our telephone poll question, what is your favorite snack food? Telephone poll.
Yeah, Charlie, my favorite snack is chocolate chip cookies.
Telephone poll.
Yeah, I have an aunt who always has those Hershey chocolates and those Almond Joy, those little miniature candy bars waiting for me, and I love them. I'm a sucker for them every time.
Telephone poll.
Popcorn.
Telephone poll.
My favorite snacks are Ruffles and Dip and nacho-flavored Doritos.
Telephone poll.
M&M's.
Telephone poll.
If my husband's is red licorice, mine is Girl Scout cookies.
Telephone poll.
Charlie, my favorite snack food is Hershey Kisses and Stella D'Oro breakfast biscuits.
Telephone poll.
Yellow Zonkers!
Yes, remember telephone poll.
Charlie, one of my favorite snack foods is a good plate of nachos and a nice margarita.
Telephone poll.
Charlie, if there isn't any potato chips and dip, then it's cheese and crackers.
Telephone poll.
My gorgeous boyfriend, Brian.
Telephone poll.
It'd be popcorn and sex.
Telephone poll, in that order. Hello.
Ice cream.
With passion.
Mexican pasta.
Soundtrack, Love's Light in Flight. Taxes, they've been modified, simplified, rehashed, homogenized, and revised. But the group known as Not Safe offers very new and simple tax plans. Dale Loudermilk, head of the world's most sarcastic organization, offers the smart tax, the dumb tax, the fat tax, the brat tax, and the tramp tax. Smart taxes would tax individuals according to their IQs. The dumb tax applies to smart people who try to cheat the smart tax. Such people would be taxed 30% if they can't solve a quadratic equation. Fat taxes would be levied against people who can't run 3 miles in 15 minutes, which would amount to $500 a year. And brat taxes would cost parents $1,000 a kid. Now, if you're looking for deductions, Loudermilk encourages homeowners to adopt Tramp. Special deductions of up to 25% of gross income would be allowed. Charlie Tuna!
If you're from Cleveland, your newspaper may well have been the Plain Dealer. If you're from Miami, your newspaper may well have been the Herald. Here in Europe, your hometown newspaper is the Stars and Stripes, the daily paper with the latest in news, sports, travel, consumer advice, and more. If you're from Memphis, your newspaper may well have been the Commercial Appeal. But here in Europe, your hometown newspaper is Stripes. Stars and Stripes, the best way to start your day every day.
I don't know what the hell you want from me.
Everything She Wants. That's Wham! George Michael, Andrew Ridgely. And this is Billy Ocean, the title track from his album, which has produced a couple of hit singles so far, Caribbean Queen and Lover Boy. This is Suddenly.
I used to think that love was just a fairy tale, until that first hello, until that first smile. But if I had to do it all again, I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause this love is everlasting. Suddenly, life has new meaning to me. There's beauty and things we never take notice of. You wake up and suddenly you're in love. Ooh, yeah. Girl, you're everything a man can want and more. 1,000 words are not enough to say what I feel inside. Holding hands as we walk along the shore. Never felt like this before. Now you're all I'm living for. Suddenly, life has new meaning to me. And things we never take notice of. You wake up and suddenly you're in love. Each day I pray this love affair will last forever. Suddenly, suddenly you're in love. Ooh, there's beauty up above, things we never take no. Suddenly, you're in love.
Billy Ocean, Suddenly. Suddenly, with all the risks cops have to take, you'd think they might be crazy to want to do the job. Well, you'd be right. Psychologist Ira Barnstein says as many as 4 out of 10 applicants for police and security jobs are maladjusted. That's more than twice the average for the general public. Barnstein says careful screening of police applicants is essential because a crazy cop could do a lot more harm than a balmy bookkeeper. Charlie Tuna! There's a new world coming with changes happening every day in almost every field. Music, computers, mechanics, you name it. To keep up with the part of the world you're interested in and to get ahead, the Armed Services offer thousands of courses and educational programs. Doesn't matter if you're a high school dropout or hold a college degree. There's something out there for you. Your education advisor has information about special tests, correspondence courses, and much more. Check it out. Celebrity
close-up.
The rumors are likely that the Doobie Brothers may be reforming, and one of the founding members, Pat Simmons in Northern California, is talking about the reunion. As a matter of fact, he remembered the beginning of the Doobies.
Well, that was our, actually, even before I joined the band, the band was called PUD for a while. That was a band featuring Tom Johnston, John Hartman, and a guy named Greg Murphy, and I think at one point they might have had a horn section featuring Tim Rosencrantz on saxophone. You know, all these names I'm sure no one's ever heard of, but they're still around. All those guys are still playing and doing it.
Hi, look guys. The biography of the Doobie Brothers, I mean, from the beginning, when you go back to PUD, it almost looks like the Genesis section of the Bible. I mean, there's begat who. And have you ever stopped to total up the number of people that have been in the Doobie Brothers?
No, I haven't.
Celebrity.
Close up.
Trying hard to recreate what they get to be created.
What a Fool Believes. Michael McDonald, Pat Simmons, the Doobies. And from the Doobies to REO Speedwagon. It's Kevin Cronin and the gang's latest. No More Lonely Nights. Well, maybe one. Come to think of it.
Baby had some words today. Till not another word was left to say. I see that grin, boy. Maybe you think you're winning, boy. Until the sun goes down and one side.
Speedwagon, One Lonely Night. What do you give the bird watcher who has everything? An electric bird bath. What else? Comes complete with a water heater and automatic thermostat. Costs $34.95. The intrepid explorer and the family might also enjoy a solar-powered pith helmet with a tiny fan in the brim to cool his fevered brow. It can even switch to battery power at night. Price $89.50. Then there's the Big Mouth Electric Fish Scaler, a $60 number that scales your catch for you. And finally, what kitchen can do without an electric ice cream scoop that heats up to 248 degrees, the better to dig really hard ice cream out of the bottom of the carton.
Charlie Tuna!
A house or a lot on which you plan to build is a big investment. You can't afford to make mistakes. But unsuspected soil hazards can cause serious damage and lead to major expenses. The U.S. Department of Agriculture suggests you check with your hometown office, the Soil Conservation Service, to find out whether a soil survey of your area is available. A soil survey can answer questions about your prospective home site before you build or buy. It'll show what risk of flooding you could expect. It'll also show you if the soil has a seasonally high water table. It may be at a safe depth most of the year, but rise enough during the wet season to cause flooding damage. For details on how to obtain the booklet Benefits of Soil Surveys, write to Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. Mr. Hollywood here with all the cheap gossip, show business trash, rampant rumors, denied reports, and things you didn't know about them. Item, is it true? Can it be? Is that face women have learned to love now even more lovable than before, thanks to a few tucks here and there? Well, some say yes, but press agents for Julio Iglesias say no. Of course, there's no way to confirm the rumors, which have surfaced to the tune of a little eye and nose work for the international superstar. However, the idea seems reasonable enough, considering it's been more than 2 months since Iglesias appeared in concert, and the fact he has no ringside show date scheduled for any time in the near future further adds fuel to the fire. Spokesman for the artist are attempting to douse the gossip by claiming that the singer's lengthy stage absence is nothing more than an extended vacation. Still, no answers have been given when questioned about his next public appearance, other than to note that plans are underway for a 1985 tour. If Cyndi Lauper's brawny escort caught your eye at the recent Grammy Awards, get ready for a real treat. Big blonde Hulk Hogan will appear in Cyndi's next video, along with her old buddy Captain Lou Albano and her mom, Katrine. Cyndi wrote the song called Good Enough for Steven Spielberg's new movie production, Goonies, which will be released this summer. Don't go getting any weird ideas, though, from the title. Cyndi isn't one of those critters. Despite her goofy get-ups, she considers herself a pretty normal homo sapien. Cyndi says, I'm a person, a human, your basic female-type human. What else could I be? Maybe the Oscars ignored Grace Jones this year, but her portrayal of fearless fighter Zula in Conan the Destroyer caught the eye of another Academy. The Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films has nominated the crew-cut Dynamo for Best Supporting Actress. Her competition includes no less than Dame Judith Anderson, who was honored for her role as Vulcan High Priestess T'Lar in Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. And yes, Virginia, there is a serious aspect to the books Lace and the just-published Lace 2. Author Shirley Conran says the knot in the middle of the peach is the issue of women's sexuality. Shirley says she was fed up with reading about it from the man's point of view, from Hemingway to D.H. Lawrence. So she went out and took a sex survey among many women around the world. Her findings are incorporated in the new Lace 2 paperback from Pocket Books, which looks like bestseller number 2 for the British writer.
It was simply a very good plot. I think it's as simple as that. There are plenty of stories about rich women. They're all over the place. People think that writing up rich women is a formula. It's not. There has only been one formula since the first storyteller, and that is having a damn good story and keeping your readers fascinated, keeping them enchanted. And that's what's our business. People like me and Judy Krantz and Jackie Collins and Barbara Taylor Bradford. It's just keeping people on the edge of their seats wondering what's going to happen next.
Better.
notes, Hall of Notes. Some things are, well, I guess I will. That's going to have to can it for another hour, another day of Charlie Dunne. Thank you very much for sharing some more time out of your busy schedules with me. Boris here, goodbyes today. A special hello to all our friends and listeners in Munich, Germany. See you back here tomorrow. Till then, keep it here and stay tuned.
This is the American Voices Network, Europe. You're required to carry a first aid kit and warning triangle in your car.